Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is spiritual clothing. We'll return with a devotion after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Change Your Spiritual Clothes, written and read by Jessica Finrokel. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Colossians 3:12-14. I have a confession. I like clothes. I like the hunt in a secondhand store for a fun top to add to my closet, or the score of the year on a clearance rack in a department store. While I love the idea of a capsule wardrobe, I don't think I could pull it off. Minimalism isn't my style. I'm more of a maximalist. I love collecting items to make several outfit combinations. Something that's growing in popularity are services dedicated to showing us what to wear and how to combine clothing items to create different looks. It helps maximize our wardrobes and teaches us to shop with intention. How we dress can influence our lives. If we work in a daycare, we're not going to show up in a business suit. If we work in an office, we're not going to wear gardening clothes. We dress according to our environment. As Christians, we can express our sincerity in following Christ by dressing the part. It is damaging to the cause of Christ when we say we are Christians, but then do not live as if we are. It's like working a construction job in a prom dress. We aren't going to be effective at our job if we're not wearing the appropriate clothes. In our pre-Jesus life, we wear habits and sins that prevent us from growing in Christ. The Apostle Paul urges us to change our spiritual clothes. Some of those old clothes are impurity, lust, greed, along with attitudes and speeches which are not consistent with our new life in Jesus. Paul teaches that these things represent the inappropriate clothing of a former life. But there's hope. Paul doesn't leave us with a list of what not to wear, but he gives us a list of what to wear. It's a dress code for the Christian life. At first, putting these new clothes on won't feel natural. Their seams might rub, or we might feel overdressed. But as time passes and we keep choosing them, they begin to feel more comfortable until they become a wardrobe staple. We can create a spiritual capsule wardrobe by choosing attitudes which represent the work Jesus does in our hearts. These clothes won't wear out and will always be appropriate for whatever circumstances we face. Compassion is a Christ-like sensitivity and heartfelt sympathy for the welfare of others. Kindness is a friendly attitude that seeks to meet the needs of others. Humility recognizes our weaknesses and acknowledges the power of God in us. Gentleness is a yielding of our will to God, which we reveal in a gentle response to others, especially when provoked. Patience is the ability to bear up under unpleasant situations without giving in to retaliation. Forbearance is the ability to bear with someone else's weaknesses. Forgiveness releases our offenders from any obligation. Love unifies these spiritual clothes and becomes the belt that holds everything in place. Paul writes of other items for our spiritual wardrobe in Galatians, and the Bible references other character qualities that make up our spiritual wardrobe. We can wear peace, thankfulness, generosity, rejoicing, and the message of Jesus. These fill our hearts, change our lives, and influence our environment. A new wardrobe for Christ followers is a must to demonstrate His love to our world and each other. Intersecting faith and life. There are many pressures we face on a day-to-day basis. Like an orange, which releases its juice when it gets squeezed, so do we when life grips us a little too tight. What comes out depends on whether we've exchanged the old clothes of our pre-surrendered life to Jesus for the new ones in our redeemed life in Christ. If you're struggling with impatience towards a coworker, practice forbearance. Break the list of new clothes down and concentrate on one at a time. The beautiful result will be that you will end up wearing them all as you sincerely pursue your relationship with Jesus.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.